When you got something as valuable as confidence, your daily routines become anything but routine. I was getting groceries today, and the lady was at the vegetable bin and her arm was in a sling. When I got outside the store, I saw she was trying to get a bag of potatoes in her car, her Mercedes, and finish her morning joe at the same time. I offered my assistance, and as I stood putting a couple of bags in her car, she reached me a 10 in her business card. I looked at her suspiciously and took the card out of her hand, leaving the 10. And I calmly said, "I'm much too expensive to do things for tips, madam." And after explaining that she had an operation on a tendon in her wrist, she appreciated I was a gentleman and wanted to like help her. And then she said, "I hope I didn't insult you. I don't get to see many gentlemen, especially this early in the morning," she said. And I said, "That just means you need to get out more often, young lady. I can see you're a busy woman. You might want to give yourself a little time to smell the motherfucking roses." I came at her quickly with that. And then I said, "As a matter of fact, I know a nice rose garden you can go to in Napa that you might really enjoy." And I told her that as I looked at her business card for the first time. And her card read, "Danica the Dancer, Parties and Special Events." I looked at her and she winked, a seductive wink, and thanked me for my assistance. Now, the moral of this story is when you have a taste of confidence, you make your action by being forward. You don't wait for some bitch to give you some action when they scary, thinking all kind of scary ass goddamn shit. You don't want to be overly forward, but you do want to be forward enough to intrigue that woman, and you're going to find she's going to invite you in, just like this woman invited me in.